we are diving into a little bit more of a insightful topic where we talked about fashion a couple of episodes, and now we're kind of getting back into some of our
deeper topics, if you will.
Yeah, girl chats.
Girl chats, but like good for the soul chats.
Yes. And
today we're going to talk about how to identify a toxic friend, because this is something that Steph and I talk about very often, as to like how to hang out with people that recharge you and re-energize you and want to be there for you and don't drain you.
Yes. And I think it's so important, because a lot of times our friends are the people that we spend time with outside of family. They're the ones that are kind of like an outlet for us when we want to go out, or like if we, you know, always hanging out with our spouse or boyfriend, we can hang out with our friends. They should be good people, and people that lift you up and make you want to feel good and all of that good stuff. But having toxic friends, though, can be a bad thing.
The actual opposite. Yeah. Like literally the opposite. Energy draining. Actually, there have been studies that say like having toxic friends can completely change your emotional and physical well-being because of the stress that a toxic relationship or a toxic friend can give you. And in our 30s, I think we have also touched on this. Like, I think this was like our first episode for the beginning of season 2, where we talked about how we're letting go of people pleasing. Now we want to talk a little bit deeper about just toxic friends and how to identify them and just move on with your life if you have that friendship.
Yeah. I mean, because essentially you want to have people in your life who want to see you win, who are rooting for you, and, you know, who don't see you as a competition. Yeah. So how to identify a toxic friend? What would be the first thing that you would say?
I think for me, it's about the energy you feel from someone from the beginning. Like, even if you've been friends with somebody for a long time, but all of a sudden you start feeling like negative vibes, in the sense like they're kind of just like checking out of the friendship. Like, they're not returning your calls. They don't want to hang out with you anymore. You know, it's just like, or you don't feel seen or valued as a friend. I think that's like a major red flag.
Totally. I think like when the energy's not matching, that's always like a good sign of, okay, something's going on. If this is something that we need to talk about, maybe we can talk it out. But also like if they're just not being responsive or not giving you the time of day, then I think that's also kind of like a message that's being sent from said friend that you are no longer a priority.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it's unfortunate that it happens this way, but you know, it is life, and like there's nothing you can do about it. I think if you try for somebody to like, if you try to connect with somebody and they're just like not giving you the time of day, I think it's just time to move on, because for whatever reason, the friendship is soured and they are a toxic friend to you at this point, because a lot of your energy might be spent wondering, oh, why are they not returning my texts, or why they want to hang out with me or whatever. But I know sometimes it's also easier said than done, like, oh, just move on. But like, I think it's something that you should be aware of if this is happening in your life, to say, okay, well, either you talk about it or you think to yourself if this person is worth fighting for in your life. And if they're not, then good riddance.
Good riddance. Because, I mean, I'll be damned if I fight for somebody who doesn't want to fight for me. Like, girl, bye.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't have time for this. Okay. We're too old for this.
Too old, and we got too much going on.
Yeah. Another thing I think is that they always want to talk about themselves. Like, if you're like with somebody who doesn't want to ever like hear about your day and want to know about what's happening in your life and like want to support you through your highs and lows, like they're not happy for you, or they like, if you know you're winning at something, they're just like not supportive,
not interested.
I actually just like recently met somebody kind of like that, where, I mean, I don't like, we're not like best friends or anything, but like I noticed like how this person just kept turning the conversation towards them and like only talking about them. And I was like, huh, this is kind of interesting, because I'm trying to have like a nice conversation where we can connect. But like, this person is like not really listening to me. They just, all they want to do is just like gear the conversation back to them. And I'm like,
because then you know, like when that happens, what's funny is like, you know, they probably didn't hear anything that you said because they're spending the whole time thinking about how, oh, like I have something that I can add to this, or like I did that too, you know? So yeah. It's probably what you said was probably even not received the way you might've thought it was, but yeah, that's really interesting too. And I think you touched on a good point of like a friend that, or I guess a toxic person would be jealous of your success or not supportive.
Yes.
I always think it's so funny, like, and I don't know that these are like necessarily close friends or toxic people, but I think it's so interesting, like on social media, when people who watch your stories, but don't like engage or comment or like,
I know.
And it's like, and you know, like the people who watch your stories the most are kind of up at the top.
Exactly.
Of your feed are like the story viewers. And so it's always funny to me because I'm just like, girl, what are you doing? You know, or like when you see them in public and it's kind of awkward, but they watch all of your stories. It's so weird. So weird.
No, I 100% get it. And I'm not like looking through like every friend list, but I think if you've like engaged with somebody for a long time, like on social media, like their name will always come like on top of like the viewers of your story or whatever. Like you always see the same faces, right? Because they're the accounts that you're engaging with the most. And you're like, I thought we're friends in the real world, but like you're keeping a tab on like everything that's happening in my life at all times. But like, you don't want to comment on my stories. You don't want to comment on my photos. Like, you know exactly what's happening in my life, but like you don't actually want to support.
Yeah. But I think it's also like important when friends start new businesses or new ventures to like be supportive and be there for them. Because it's hard, like you and I both know, like we own businesses and it's like, you know, getting things off the ground and having the confidence to continue, you know, it's important to have that support system. So I feel like, you know, if you're not getting that, then that's something that, you know, you got to be mindful of too. Like,
yeah, I mean, and if it's especially people who are also like fellow entrepreneurs and they know the struggle and everything, you know what I mean? It's like different with like, I can understand like a lot of my friends aren't really very active on social media. So I wouldn't like expect them to, not that you should have expectations from like everybody, but I think like your friends who are in the same boat as you and the same like businesses as you would have more of an understanding of that fact.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Or, and also like if you take off and you're doing really, really well and, you know, all of a sudden people start falling back, that's kind of
like, oh my God, that's like the best, you know, that's like literally the best because then you're like, okay, you're actually a toxic person. Like you just want something from me just because like now you think I'm like making it big time. So you need to come back into my life to be like, oh, I know this person.
No, I was actually thinking the opposite when they kind of are maybe jealous of the success and aren't there for you anymore. But I guess it could happen both ways.
Either way.
It's all toxic, honey.
Yeah, it's all toxic. Like if they're like either jealous of your success from the beginning or if you're like actually doing big things and then all of a sudden they want to be your best friend again. Either way, it's toxic AF.
Yeah. No, totally, totally, totally.
They don't take accountability or like they can't apologize. Like, I think we're all humans. We all go through different stages in our lives. I think minor arguments or disagreements or even fights are like a very normal thing for like any long-term relationship. Like you're bound to get into a fight with your best friend at some point in your life, you know, because you're all human and like things happen and we all have emotions and I totally get it. But I think the value of a good friend or the character of a good friend is how do they react after the fact? Because everybody gets into arguments and, you know, mistakes happen, but what really measures a friend is how they react after the fact. Like, are they able to accept responsibility and accountability for if they did something wrong? Or do they never apologize, don't want to take any accountability, always make it seem like it's your fault or gaslight you? I mean, there's always two sides to a story, right? And most of the time it would be both people are at fault. And if you care about your friend and you care about a relationship and a friendship, I think it's important to accept the accountability and accept like, okay, yeah, it was kind of your fault, but also I can see how my actions might have made you feel a certain way as well.
Yeah, and I also
like,
think
both friends need to be seen and heard.
Yeah, and I also think like beyond that, there has to be a mutual desire to move forward. I mean, because like you said, everyone always, like you're going to have disagreements. I think it's normal, but I think if that one thing or that situation is constantly being held over your head, or like if you just can't move past it, or if it's kind of like that thing that lingers because there hasn't been really any resolution, then like for me, like even like with my husband and I, like at some point you just have to move forward because like there's a mutual desire to be together and have a peaceful, friendly, loving relationship. So I think at some point, like there has to be that same mutual desire to not hold on to a situation or, you know, acknowledging your part in it, even if you don't feel like you did anything wrong. At least acknowledging how your actions or how the situation could have been maybe misunderstood, or understanding someone else's perspective, I think is so important. But I mean, a lot of times I think friendships dissolve because like no one can really be the bigger person, or the conversation just doesn't happen, or there's not that mutual desire to move forward.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I think that's also totally when you like, you just kind of reveal the toxic friend to those situations too, because like, if there's not a mutual desire to move forward, then how important is this friendship to begin with, you know?
Exactly. And it needs to be like a respect thing, right? Like, especially if you've known somebody for a really long time, like why hold on to a grudge? Like life is so short. Like there's so many bigger things that can happen in a person's life than to hold on to like a silly grudge that you can like just talk about and move forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think like, I don't know, I guess for me sometimes like we can talk about it, but if we can just agree to disagree and it never comes up again, you know, I'm good with that too.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to, like, we don't have to be perfect people where we're completely aligned on everything. But if you respect my decision and I respect yours, and we can like have a mutual respect for each other, then I think that that's so important.
Yeah. And like mutual respect and also mutual value, right? Like I value you as a person. I value you as a friend, and I'm willing to move forward and overlook this silly argument we had, because in the long run, this is not going to matter. Like in the long run, my friendship is more important to you than like a fight.
Right. Exactly. Totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the person's not willing to reciprocate that, then you know that they're not a friend worth having, because even if it's somebody you've known your whole life and they're just treating you horribly and you're trying to make amends and they just keep shutting you down for whatever reason, and they might be making it like a mental health excuse, it's still an excuse, okay? It's still an intention at the end of the day, whether it's a good intention or a bad intention or an indifferent intention, it's still an intention to not move forward with the friendship.
Yeah. Then they're making it very clear. Okay, so the other thing that Sarah and I both kind of talked about was like how you feel after you leave a person, like how you feel after interacting with them. Like, do you feel good or do you feel kind of drained and just like maybe you've just given so much or maybe like not even given so much, or maybe like they've taken so much out of you.
Yeah, you know? Like you're mentally, like your energy's drained.
If I don't feel good after hanging out with you, I'm probably not going to see you again. Like,
yeah, exactly. Again, honestly, we're too old for this.
I'm too old for this. Yeah, yeah. I don't get good vibes. Yeah, good vibes only at this point.
Yeah, and I think it needs to be like, and it comes down to like mutually trying to have that connection, right? It's an active thing. And like now, like we're older, there's so many people who have children and full-time jobs and demanding lives and extracurricular activities for kids, and you just layer it on and layer it on. And adulting is hard. But I think with friendships, it's just such like a sensitive balance where even though each person is so bogged down in their lives, they have to make like a very active decision to still preserve that deep bond and friendship. And if it's not happening, then just leave, you know?
Yeah.
It's like not worth it.
It should be hard. I don't think friendship should be like
this. Yeah, like, it shouldn't be a super struggle.
Emotional.
Yes. Yeah.
Like if we're trying too hard, then maybe, you know, it's just not meant to be. Or like if we just don't feel good after leaving each other, like, I don't know. I guess why, like, what is the reason for us hanging out, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It needs to be like, exactly.
Yeah. No, what
it
were you saying?
It needs to be more like a, like, I guess like what we're encouraging you to do is to, if you feel a friend is toxic, is to like tune in to that introspection within yourself of how you feel with people.
Because yeah.
You'll be able to tell in your gut if this person is the right or the wrong person for you, depending on like the energy you feel from them and like the energy you feel around them.
Yeah, I think like taking that time to have that moment of reflection, like especially if you're just constantly feeling like something's not right after hanging with a group of people or hanging with, you know, that one particular person, like take a moment and really like evaluate, is this really good for me? Like, is this relationship good for me? Because just because you've known somebody for a really long time, like I even had to go through that, like just because I've known you, you know, all these years doesn't mean that I have to keep you in my life. Like, if yeah. we don't mesh anymore, if we don't vibe anymore, I don't, like, you don't owe me anything and I don't owe you anything. Like, this is like our life. You get one life and I want to spend it with people who I really enjoy spending time with. So I think like having that own revelation within myself of just because I've, you know, been friends with somebody for so long, or just because I, you know somebody, or just because they're my sorority sister, or just because like, you know, they're a family friend, or, you know, they know my family, whatever, doesn't mean that I have to still be friendly with you, you know?
Yeah.
Like if we don't vibe, we don't vibe, period.
Yeah. For me, it's easier said than done. It has been easier said than done. I think we talked a little bit about this on a friendship breakup episode, but like, I last year had a major falling out with one of my friends who I had known for like my whole life, literally. We grew up together. I'd known her since like the first grade. And, you know, it was just like really hard for me to like move past it because I was also tied to the idea of like, I've known this person for like over 25 years in my life. And I don't understand like why we weren't able to just move past it. Like all I wanted to do was just move past it and like carry on with our friendship. And she just wasn't willing to give the same energy anymore. And like, she was just using like any excuse to like not talk to me and like keep that fight constant, even though I didn't want it to be that way. But at a certain time, it's like, okay, well, it really, really sucks, but this is just like the reality of it. And like, you have to also respect yourself enough to be like, how long am I going to let this person, allow this person to keep draining my energy and keeping me in the same mental state over and over again, even though she might not be like intentionally doing it, it's still happening, right? And if that person is not willing to see like somebody else is also hurting and to just resolve it and move forward, that's fucked up.
Sorry. Yeah, and it speaks it volumes. It speaks volumes because I think like, you know, nobody should have to like beg for forgiveness. Like, you know, if an apology has been given, like, and somebody's just not willing to receive it, like, it's time to move on, you know? And I think that's like one of our last points was like, how do you know when a friendship is over? And I think like, if the person just is not willing to move forward with you, then you honestly, you have to leave them behind. And like Sarah said, it's like, it's easier said than done, especially like if you are really emotionally invested into the relationship. But I think you have to respect yourself enough and love yourself enough to know that like these types of relationships, especially like friendships, shouldn't be this hard, you know, like marriages you fight for, like, I'm going to fight for my marriage, you know, yada, yada, yada. But like a friendship should not be this hard, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. It should not be this hard because you're choosing your friends, right? And if you're at the end of the day, you're just not a priority, like whether they're like, you know, they just can't commit to a time to hang out with you and it's been months of you reaching out, or like they're just like flaky with you, but then they're like always hanging out with other people. you know, it's just time to move on. Like, there's no point in hanging out with people or giving your time to people who just don't value you. There's no point, because I think at the end of the day, you also have to understand, like, that you too are a person of value and you bring value to somebody's life. And if they're not willing to accept it or appreciate it, then that's their loss.
Yeah. And I think you'll know the difference. Like, I have friends who, you know, we text, and sometimes, like, on both sides, like, it might take a day or two to get back to you. But I know, like, we're busy and we do make the time to hang out when we can. Like, all of us have kids. And I think, like, last time we counted, between the three of me and my college besties, we had like 9 children. And so, like, there's a lot going on, you know? And so, but there's still an effort that is made. And even if the response doesn't come all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think
it doesn't have to be like every day, but it's like, you know, if it's been like a year and
yeah,
the person just can't commit to like 1 hour, then yeah, it's over.
Yeah. So I think, like, what something else I would say, like, is don't be afraid to just, like, acknowledge the messages that are being sent. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know, the writing on the wall is they're just not into you, then, like, you gotta receive the message and move on, you know?
Yes.
I think it's, there's no shame in just moving on.
Yeah, because you know? At the end of the day, if you're not setting these boundaries, you're just keeping this negative energy in your life. And at the end of the day, the only person that's really hurting is you, because you're not able to let it go. And the sooner you can realize it and the sooner you can start to heal, I think it's very important. I will say one last thing about healing is, like, if a friend cannot apologize to help you heal, then they're also the wrong person for you. Because I think, like, in order for a friendship to feel safe and emotionally stable and just emotionally secure, I think it's important for an apology, if it is needed to move forward. Like, of course, like, every situation is different. If you feel like somebody is hurt by you and you want to fight for them, just apologize. Just be the bigger person. I don't know why. I feel like I've met so many people in my life now who just have a really hard time apologizing, and I just don't understand that phenomenon.
I don't think it's a phenomenon. Hold on, please. I mean, I don't really like apologizing.
I'm using the wrong word, but it's just like, I know nobody likes it. Doesn't make, in my mind, it doesn't make you a small person apologize. I think it actually makes you the bigger person.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely learned in therapy the importance of apologizing and acknowledging someone else's feelings.
Yes. Because everybody has feelings. Like, even though you might not have intentionally tried to hurt them, but they did get hurt, like, try to see their perspective if you want to fight for that friendship.
Yeah. But one thing, like, for me, the one thing I hate about apologizing, though, is, like, I don't want the other person to think that they were right. I think that's why I used to, like, struggle with it a lot, especially, like, with Jason. I'm like, I'm not apologizing to you because you were in the wrong, you know? But, you know, I think, like, as we've gotten older and we've been in this relationship, we've been married for 14 years. Of course, I'm talking about a marriage now, not a friendship, but, like, just being able to just apologize and try to understand the other person's perspective helps.
Yeah, because, I mean, my thing with apologizing is if somebody was in the wrong and they apologize to you, like, I think you need to treat your friends how you want to be treated. And let's say one time you're in the wrong and you apologize, and the next time they're in the wrong and they can apologize to you. I think it also comes down to a mutual understanding and value of the friendship and a mutual respect. You know, it doesn't matter at the end of the day who's right and wrong. To me, it matters, like, it matters what the bigger picture is. Like, I love you. I value you as a person. If I'm apologizing to you to make you feel better, I'll do it because I want you to heal. You know, because if you're not able to heal from traumas, like, marriages are completely a different situation. But, like, with friendships, I think there needs to be a healthy give and take.
I agree. And I think, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's ever been a situation where, I guess this one wasn't really super deep, but I did apologize for throwing up in my friend's bathroom because I drank too much.
I'm glad you did, because I feel like you needed to acknowledge that. Well, there you go.
But, But yeah, no, I think like apologizing, I mean, it's just important. And I think it's an important step in moving forward, especially in a friendship. But, you know, also if you're constantly apologizing, like we said, then it's, you know,
then that person is toxic. Yeah.
Take a deeper look. But yeah, guys. Okay. So toxic friendships. How to identify a toxic friend? We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. If you have a toxic friend.
Yeah. Share your stories. Share your stories. Maybe we can like talk about it. Share your stories on like DM us on Sundays_pod_. There's so many commonalities. And I feel like in your 30s, especially, there are a lot of people who are going through like friendship changes just because like life is changing. And I think we might have a lot of more stories in common. So let us know. Please make sure that you rate and review the podcast because it truly would help us out so much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yes. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. And we will talk to you soon.